CHFX, Halifax, Dartmouth.
And welcome back to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for July 1997. You know, I don't know if too many people know about this, but the National Radio Club is publishing the National Radio Club DX Audio Service AM list on a 3.5-inch floppy disk, PC formatted primarily for sight-impaired DXers who plan to use voice-synthesized software to access the list. The list comes with a code.txt file that has codes for the various columns included. The disk is available to National Radio Club DX Audio Service members only for $6 postpaid from the National Radio Club Publication Center. The AM list contains frequency, call letters, state, city, antenna day powers, antenna night powers, additional powers, permits, time zone, and stereo operation. Again, this is for members only of the DX Audio Service for $6 postpaid from the National Radio Club Publication Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661, USA.
Hi, DXers. This is Phil Wayne from MarketScope. And for July, we're heading back to San Antonio, courtesy of the National Radio Club's Dale Ham. Fred, do you have any more San Antonio jingles?
The San Antonio Sound!
Hey, that's great, Fred, but what happened to the rest of it?
K-O-N-O, music dial 86.
Hey, John, Fred says he'll buy you dinner at the convention if you can name this tune in one beat.
AM 930 KLUP, Harry Connick Jr. and Don't Get Around Much Anymore. Sammy Davis Jr. started the hour off with Once in a Lifetime. I'm Milton Glick. We're your station for the greatest music of all time. Plus, if you like the big bands, then we're your station for the big bands. And I remind you that every Saturday from 7 to 9 in the morning and 7 to 9 in the evening, you can listen to Don Kennedy's Big Band Jump. He's got the best of the big bands, like Harry James and Glenn Miller and Tommy Dorsey and Benny Goodman. And maybe even some Woody Herman. In fact, you may even be able to hear Apple Honey. AM 930 KLUP with Louis Armstrong and A Kiss to Build a Dream On. Jimmy Durante coming up. Here's Make Someone Happy on AM 930 KLUP. We're your station for the greatest music of all time.
You're listening to The Loop, AM 930. Our call letters are KLUP, Terrell Hill, San Antonio. The greatest music of all time.
Preceding broadcast was sponsored by the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises. If you'd like to write to them, their mailing address is The Family Altar, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403. Be sure to mention KDRY when you write. Every weekday here at KDRY, we play the Family Altar program at 1 and 4:30. And now let's get started with this half hour of music. Here is Gene Gaither, The Family of God. Closing out our music for this half hour is the Sunday Saxes with My Name Written There. Hope you're having a great day, and be sure and stay tuned. Reverend Neffendorf comes your way at 3 o'clock, and then Southern Gospel Sounds at 3:30 until 4:30, and then Precious Memories Hymn Time from 4:30 until 5, Dave Breese at 5 o'clock, and at 5:30, Adventures in Odyssey. It's a great lineup set with you in mind to bless your heart, and better yet, to bless your spirits.
KDRY, Alamo Heights, Gospel Voice of the Great Southwest.
Every Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, KDRY presents Reverend James C. Neffendorf, a Lutheran minister conducting an independent radio mission. The music is by Mrs. James Neffendorf.
Listen for financial market updates every 20 minutes at 20, 40, and the top of the hour on Bloomberg News Radio. Our time is 42 minutes past the hour. In the New York
York Newsroom. I'm Dan Thomas. It is another day of cleanup for flood victims along the Ohio River. Vice President Al Gore is traveling in flooded areas today to survey damage.
Bloomberg News Radio, time 47 minutes past the hour.
In the New York Newsroom, I'm Dan Thomas. The Ohio...
Listen for world and national news updates every 20 minutes, only on Bloomberg News Radio. Our time is 49 minutes past the hour. Listen for top business stories every hour at 12 and 32 on Bloomberg News Radio. The time is 54 minutes past the hour.
Lincoln, Bloomberg News Radio.
We're Ken's Radio, KENS AM 1160, San Antonio's news and information station.
First in San Antonio, Eyewitness News.
Coming up this morning, if someone steals your checks and uses them, who pays? This hour will offer you tips on protecting your identity.
It goes base left, the finger roll, it's good.
San Antonio Spurs, game number 2 of their Western road trip. It's tonight from Sacramento. Believe it or not, the first trip to Sacramento this year. Broadcast time tonight, 9 o'clock on WOAI, News Radio 1200.
Gentlemen and lady, we have only 1 minute of time left. Michael Luther, would you kind of wrap up the session here?
Well, yes. Again, Billy Graham seems to have a problem with facing up, I guess, to the issues of the day.
Michael Luther, Robert Narvaez, Sam Mencio, Elaine Hawkins, thank you all for joining us today. We continue right after the news. It's 2:56 now. Here is the Wall Street Journal report.
You get news, talk, weather, sports. You get it all. But more important, you get it right. And you get it right now. This is News Radio 1200 WOAI, San Antonio, Texas, the nation, the world.
News Radio 1200 WOAI, San Antonio.
CBS News, this is David Jackson. A quarter of the jobs at the National Weather Service Hurricane Center blown away by budget cuts.
It's 3:06 at WOAI, where the news watch never stops. Good afternoon. I'm David Guayata, 85 degrees in San Antonio. The nation's radio and television news directors say WOAI's morning report is the best newscast in the southern U.S. WOAI is the only San Antonio station, radio or TV, to be honored in the country's most prestigious broadcast journalism competition. And Jim Forsythe also won top honors for his report on the raising of that 17th century ship in Matagorda Bay. Beautiful, mostly sunny, 85 degrees in San Antonio. You at 3:09. I'm David Guayata, WOAI News.
News Radio 1200, WOAI, San Antonio, where you get it right, and you get it right now.
News Radio 1200, WOAI.
Hello, Wigglesworth.
You got it. It's 3:10, 10 minutes after 3 o'clock. I'm Wigglesworth. And you're on the radio show, 737-1200, this 50,000-watt blowtorch of South Texas. It's easy. WOAI will get you here, 737-1200, toll-free out of the city, 1-800-383-WOAI. And mobile line Southwestern Bell calls are also toll-free at pound 1200-6601-FUN.
I'm John Willing from News 4 San Antonio, congratulating WOAI on their 75th anniversary.
WOAI.
It's 3:32 at WOAI, where the news watch never stops. Good afternoon. I'm David Guayata.
News Radio 1200 WOAI, San Antonio. You get news, talk, weather, sports. You get it all. But more important, you get it right. And you get it right now.
3:34. Did I say 44? Did I say 34? Anyway, it's 25 till 4. This is the Wigglesworth Show here at WOAI Radio.
This is Frank Centipani, CBS News, wishing WOAI a happy 75th birthday.
WOAI!
45, Carl Wigglesworth on WOAI Radio. Worth on WOAI Radio, this 50,000-watt clear channel, voice of South Texas, mobile line caller Jay. You're next on the radio station. You have a great weekend. Enjoy the blue bonnets, the paintbrush, and the rest. I don't think you'll find much better than this next 7 or 8 days in Texas. And thanks for being a part of this radio program this day. And CBS News is next at 4 o'clock.
San Antonio's first worldwide superstation, broadcasting live on the internet at WOAI.com and at WOAI News Radio 1200, San Antonio.
CBS News, I'm Lisa Meyer. The Helsinki summit is history. President Clinton and Russian President Yeltsin have agreed to disagree on NATO.
KPOZ, Positive Radio 1310. I'm Julie Glenn reminding you to get involved and make a difference with KPOZ's Jay Tope on For the Kids Day. It's this Friday, March 14th at Pear Apple County Fair. And between 5 and 11 p.m., all the proceeds from the Midway will be donated to four children's charities in San Antonio. So get involved and make a difference in a kid's life. Join Jay Tope at Pear Apple County Fair on Friday, March 14th, For the Kids Day, with a station that's positively San Antonio. We are KPOZ.
Every Saturday, KPOZ Positive Radio 1310 features children's programming with our children's storybook. Beginning at 8 and running for 2 full hours, KPOZ features classic, well-known stories for children as well as new contemporary works, some narrated by some of Hollywood's most well-known parents. You'll hear great children's stories that mom and dad will enjoy as well. Children's storybooks on KPOZ. Children's programming. It triggers the imagination.
KPOZ Positive Radio 1310, the home of San Antonio Speaks. Make sure you're tuned in weeknights at 7. That's when Dr. Linda Schmidt and family therapist Clifton Fuller take your calls and answer your questions about a different topic every weeknight. San Antonio Speaks, exclusively on the station that's positively San Antonio. KPOZ 1310.
10 a.m. KPOZ.
I'm Jerry Wilson on the Texas State Network, TSN.
You're listening to South Texas Country Leaders since 1951. KBOP, AM 1380, Pleasanton, San Antonio.
Escuchando esta KCOR.
And House of Bush and Eden.
KCOR le informa que la organización Hermanas Cardimarian tendrán un banquete de gala este próximo 21 de marzo. Fondos que se recauden son a beneficio de la organización y sus misiones. Para asistir, llame al 688-3099. 688-3099. Sirviendo a la comunidad. KCOR.
KCOR. 50 años de grandes recuerdos. Por eso. KCOR es San Antonio. Celebrando sus bodas de oro. Esta es KCOR San Antonio. La primera estación de radio en español en Estados Unidos. KCOR es San Antonio.
KBA, San Antonio, Texas, the Tejano Station, and more for South Texas.
Well, that's it for our glimpse at San Antonio's AMs. Thanks, Dale, for all of your help. By the way, MarketScope is still in need of air-check material. If you'd like to contribute either your AMs, your FMs, or if you have a station in your market doing a unique or innovative format, contact me, the Beast of Burden, Phil Wang. At 135 and a half Midland Avenue in Findlay, Ohio, that's 45840-4642. Now here is the unique and innovative professor of radio history, John Bowker.
Thanks, Phil. And now, Historical Moments in Radio, a collection of stories about the development of broadcasting on the AM radio dial. And today, I've been captivated by the January 1928 copy of a popular magazine called Radio News. And yes, it was a Hugo Gernsback publication, and that had started way back in 1919, by the way. For the most part, the articles in this magazine are about radio programs of the day. I must admit that only a few hold much interest here in 1997, since not even the old-timers living where I now live have any recollection of the old programs or even the names of the people, but we all loved reading the ads and some of the news items and short stories in this magazine, so I thought I'd share a few of them with you. Now, as we go through this, please try to put this all in perspective. This magazine went to the presses a week or two before Christmas of 1927. The economy was at a peak. Nobody had the slightest hint that most of the people in the U.S. would lose all their money in less than 2 years. That's when the stock market plunged. And many of the stores and the factories, of course, simply locked their doors at that point. But the big news was that the new radio tubes had been developed, and they permitted your new radio to work on electric house current instead of batteries. Yes, sir. Of course, we refer glibly to rectifier tubes here in 1997 and amplifying tubes with indirectly heated cathodes these days, but in 1928, that was a brand new push, and right here on the opening inside cover by the Crosley Radio Company. And meantime, over here on page 5, the Metrodyne Radio Company was doing them even one better. What? You've never heard of Metrodyne? No, neither had I. But anyway, Metrodyne's radio was not only all-electric, it featured 7 tubes and, wonder of wonders, single dial tuning. No more was it necessary to twiddle the 3 tuning dials. Among the more interesting features in this month's edition of Radio News was the editorial by Hugo Gernsback. Now, many of you will have heard of Mr. Gernsback and his New York City radio station, WRNY. Sometime I should devote an entire program to his life and views and his accomplishments. But this month, he was musing about what happens to radio signals once they leave an antenna. He wondered if any radio signals would actually escape the Earth. He pondered that if we tried to send a radio wave, say, to Mars, it would take anywhere from 6 minutes to maybe 44 minutes to get a response from any advanced Martians, depending upon the alignment of the two planets at the time. He pointed out that radio signals disappear at night on some wavelengths, but on other wavelengths they seem to travel further at night than during the day. And are the radio waves absorbed in some way, or do they just go out into space by some law of physics we don't understand? Who knows? We would have to figure out some way to send a radio receiver out into space to learn the answer to that one, he muses. Well, the magazine goes on with a feature about the best known of NBC announcers, Graham McNamee. Mr. McNamee was a sportscaster, a newsman, an introductory announcer, but apparently his favorite times were in a box seat on Broadway, describing theatrical performances to the Red Network audiences. And following that story is an interview with the Happiness Boys on WEAF. Their morning fame was legend. And a cooking show on WJZ and the Blue Chain of Stations. Now, I must admit to you, all this time I've been looking for some mention of WRNY, because that's the station owned by the magazine. And here it comes now. Love in the air. Big Brother Ben speaking. Good evening, ladies and lassies. They have the text here in the magazine. How are all of my lovebirds tonight? I have a delightful little story for you this evening. Yeah, sure. It appears to have been a predecessor to the soap operas. A little bit risque for 1928, but it was the WRNY contribution to radio, at least highlighted this month on the magazine. The technical tip for January 1928? It was how to connect your loudspeaker mechanism up to the wall of your house so the whole house would reverberate with the wondrous sounds of radio and the entire family would be able to enjoy the programs no matter what room they visited. Oh, what more can I tell you? The advent of the screen grid tube was also a headliner. While that might not excite you, it made possible practical circuits for the super heterodyne radios that would replace the regenerative radios that had been so popular in the 1920s. The new radios were very selective. They were very sensitive. And the rest is history. This is John Bowker.
You probably noticed that your DX Audio Service magazine is coming to you just a little bit longer than usual. I try to get the tapes out between the 20th and the 25th of the month. This one is being mailed right at the end of the month because we had a triple whammy. We had some of our computer systems damaged by the electrical company here when they changed out a transformer. Problem with the duplicator, and then another problem with the duplicator, which has really kind of screwed up our schedule as far as getting out the After Dark number 7. Rest assured, After Dark number 7 will be leaving here very shortly, in complete form, and all cassettes exactly the way they should be. No problems, and I apologize to those of you who received your After Dark number 7 with blank tapes and also with the speed all messed up. Carnival.
DX Time Machine.
On the DX Time Machine, from the pages of DX News. 50 years ago, from the June 10th, 1947 DX News, the AM switch of its day consisted of three full-page lists of new stations, new calls, call changes, changes in power or frequency, location changes, and deletions. Broadcasting raises subscription and renewal rates, the latter becoming $8 for 2 years. 25 years ago, from the June 3, 1972 DX News, the NRC numbered about 600 members, nearly double the count from 5 years previous when the publication of DX News came to Boston. The NRC Night Pattern book was to be sold for $5 first class mail. 10 years ago, from the June 8, 1987 DX News, Peter Weeks, Fredericton, New Brunswick, reported 1555 Cayman Islands with rock music on 416 at 0300. And 4 years ago on July 28th, my dad hit the big 4-0. This is Connie Vobey for the DX Audio Service.
You're listening to the DX Audio Service, and this is the International DX Report.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Snowbarger. While Bruce Conti is away doing my column, I'm over on the other side checking out his. And I have been doing a little traveling lately. Spent a week in Innsbruck, Austria. And, of course, I took my Sony ICF 2010 receiver with me. And I
did a little dooning around on the AM band. It was so much fun. Had my cassette recorder close at hand.
And I'd love to show you, but this music is driving me nuts. I don't know who, if anyone, made this melody up originally, but I know I never made it up before. We better go. We stayed in a valley high up in the Alps, where you could get nothing at all during the day on AM. But at night, the sky became a mirror, and signals from all over the continent bounced into our valley, and we felt in touch. I spent time listening to talk radio from the UK, with two signals on 1053 and 1089 kilohertz. When you hear the beep, we'll change frequencies.
The latest official research shows that compared to a year ago, talk radio's weekly audience has grown by more than a third of a million. That's over a third of a million more people like you enjoying the conversation of the nation. In fact, you're enjoying talk radio so much, you're listening more and more. So that now, talk radio has more listeners than ever before. Listener hours are higher than ever before. It's a compelling radio success story, and it's thanks to you and the millions like you. National radio station, 1053, 1089 AM, Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, satellite travel, he says, dropping his panel's law. I beg your pardon, just one moment, excuse me.
1089.
Right. There are warnings of gales diminishing tonight. Just before we go to the weather proper, Talk Radio Eyewitness Travel have just sent us this report. In Scotland, heavy snow and sleet showers has reduced visibility and made driving conditions tonight treacherous on the higher and exposed routes. It is particularly bad on the A93 between Braemar and Glenshee in the Highlands, on the A82 just south of Glencoe, and on the more exposed routes in Perth and Kinross. If you're driving tonight in that part of the United Kingdom, please take it nice and easy. Weather is atrocious.
9 a.m. Talk to James Whale. Early in the morning, we got our news from the BBC on 648 kilohertz.
Dutch government desperate to delay an election as long as possible. An election that must be held in 3 months anyway.
Nick Charles reporting. Still to come on Newsday, Madeleine Albright's tour of Europe continues with NATO and trade relations on today's agenda. And the Spanish truck driver strike. What are the long-term economic consequences?
A BBC outlet on 909. Listen for the echo produced by synchronous transmitters.
That seems to be the impression. Yeah, I mean they went on to do interviews before Christmas with people like The Spectator, and also talking about their political views there and how they were a sort of a girl power phenomenon, sort of almost.
The Voice of Russia on 1494 kilohertz.
The Pentagon holds back the fact that uranium salts, which appear when such munitions contact seawater, are very harmful to the environment, and the long-term influence is impossible to predict.
Brussels on 1512.
And this trend is in line with how our society has been evolving. Shorter working hours and the changing family structure are resulting in more leisure time. The share in total expenses of the purchase of CDs, books, costs of cultural outings and days out have also gone up. And so too has the share we spend on travelling. Holidays to exotic locations have become cheaper, which means that more people are buying them. In addition, an increasing number of people are taking more than one holiday per year. Again, it emerges that those living in Brussels have different spending habits. They spend a larger amount of their income on leisure time and holidays than the rest of the country does. And finally, there's the aspect of savings, which is defined in this survey as money not spent. Well, in 1996, the average Belgian did not spend just over 14% of his or her income. However, it should be pointed out that money not spent is not always saved, because this category also includes money that is used for repaying mortgages. And Belgians just love to build or buy houses. Hence, the rather peculiar saying that all Belgians are born with a brick in their stomach.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Box 26, 1000 Brussels in Belgium. From me, Deanne Lehman, and the whole Brussels calling team, bye-bye for today, and we hope you'll join us again tomorrow, same time, same frequencies.
Aan het eind gekomen van onze uitzendingen voor Europa op korte golf voor vandaag. Op middengolf en via satelliet zenden we nog eens uit. Straks van middernacht tot 1 uur in Nederlands en we blijven uitzenden op satelliet de ganse dag.
Notice how they switch so fluidly into another language. That's common for radio stations in that part of the world. And also they all tend to do the little countdown beep, beep, beep just before the top of the hour. You hear that all over the band. On 1566, that big new radio station in Switzerland you may have heard about, I think it's called Radio Eviva.
Viva, der Martin Sebastian.
Der Blick wünscht viel Erfolg.
The Voice of America in Serbian on
1593.
You know far too well what American television sounds like on your AM radio. But here's European television. Notice the slower scan rate. Luxembourg on 1440 carrying the English service of Radio Netherlands.
A joint commission of trade union and government representatives will study the need for further privatizations. That was the world news, and as for the weather in Holland today, will certainly be very unsettled with gale force winds, especially on the coast. The outlook is wet and windy. For Radio Netherlands News, I'm Jackie Spiff.
The Voice of Russia on 1386.
Reserved for the highest-ranking officials and functionaries of the Communist Party. For the people of Moscow, however, Yuri Gagarin remains an all-time favorite, not just another top-level public figure. The Citizen Museum's carefully presented.
I just want to see air. A possible pirate on 1646.
Radio Tavering Machine. I'd like to support Alcalde Loisa, Alcalde Machine.
12:15 a.m. from London playing rock and roll.
Springs back in old form as well, the Holy River. Wonderful. 9 minutes to it. I don't know. Somebody rang up last night, wanted his song. Couldn't find it then, so they try and find it tonight. Here it is, Billy Joel.
A talk station from the UK on 11:52.
You're listening more to what they're saying.
Yes, you are.
Not so much looking at whether they're all these kind of big grey or he's thinning a bit on top.
So who's got the best
suit or is fashionable? In fact, if you're watching a play and you're
listening to a play, I mean, the play is much better because you use your imagination. That's what you do.
Sunrise Radio from the UK on 1458.
The region is resolved. Three doctors charged with homicide after transplanting a pig's heart into a man who later died have won bail in an Indian court. Hong Kong-based surgeon Jonathan Ho and two Indian doctors were arrested in Assam in January after the 30-year-old heart patient was declared dead. The doctors were also charged with a violation of a law governing organ transplants. The maximum punishment under the organ law is 5 years in prison or $10,000 to pay fine. No trial can have been shown.
Stockholm on 11:79. A touch of home from the United States military from a base in Germany on 873 kilohertz.
I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. You're listening to NPR's All Things Considered. Get a glimpse of what's going on in your world every morning before you even make it into work. Check out AM Edition every weekday from 5:05 till 9. That's AM Edition, filling your news and information needs on Power Network Radio.
It's 12 o'clock in Central Europe.
Shortwave from the United States on 5070, WWCR from Nashville.
Well, we have always done intervening relations. I've been involved with that for years and years and years. But I developed the first oral relation because so many of my older patients could not take the intervening relations.
Radio for Peace International from Costa Rica on 7385. And finally, back home again. This old friend heard on 790 kilohertz at my country estate here in Iowa. KGHL Billings, Montana.
Thanks for the Yellow Jackets. Like I mentioned with Scott, they'll be heading to Vermilion, South Dakota to take on the Coyotes. That'll be a tough game against the University of South Dakota next Sunday. That'll be on at 1 o'clock Billings time right here live on KGHL.
Bruce Conti will be back next month with another regular edition of the International DX Report.
Musings from members by phone.
The DX Audio Service Musings from Members. The opinions expressed are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views of the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, the editors, or publishers.
If you're DXAS subscribed, you can call our comment line at 419-224-1609.
You have 45 seconds.
Hey there, DXers. This is Josh Owens from Brown Summit, North Carolina, reporting a call sign change. 1360 AM WBOB in Galax, Virginia, as of this coming June 2nd, will become 3WJ. It is approved today, May the 20th. I think that's what today is.
This is Paul Burkhart. The question I have is this. When
digital television comes on the scene, will those of us who are DXing TV, particularly on the UHF, be affected by digital TV?
This is Tim Hendel in Huntsville answering the question why the Sony 2010 and other radios tune below the standard FM band. The Sony 2010 covers the Japanese FM band, which is 76 to 92 megahertz, as well as the overlapping U.S. and American FM band 88 to 108. So it goes from 76 to 108 to cover both FM bands. The audio on channel 5 is at 81.750 megahertz. That's why you can pick it up.
Greetings, audio service members. Marty Rimpaugh here on May 31st. Two changes in the Bay Area. 1550 KPIX has dropped their talk format and simulcasts with Young Country 93.3, and in the morning they will still be running Imus in the morning. And also 1370 KKSJ has been sold and bought by John Douglas, and it is now simulcasting with 1450 KEST. 95.7 KPIX FM was sold to Bonneville and is now simulcasting with WTMX in Chicago at 101.9.
Hey there, DXers. This is Josh Owens from Brown Summit, North Carolina, reporting a format change. 1220 AM WREV in Reedsville, North Carolina, one county over from us in Rockingham County. As of May 31st, this past Saturday, they changed to all Spanish. They got new ownership, and they have changed to all Spanish, and I cannot understand what they are calling themselves, but I just talked to them a minute ago, and they said they're all Spanish all the time. By the way, this is Tuesday, June the 3rd.
Hello, DX. This is TJ the DJ from Sycamore, Illinois, and I have a DX change. I need a tape deck that has the pause control that will stop and start on a dime. These new high-end tape decks don't have that. If anyone has anything like that, get a hold of me, TJ the DJ, here at area code 815-895-6508, or write to me at 248 Mertz Drive, M-A-E-R-T-Z, Sycamore, Illinois. That's apartment 3, Sycamore, Illinois, 60178. I also would like to ask, on my Sony 2010, what is the button right directly above the shift key? I've been trying to figure this out for the longest time, and I'd like to find out what is that button used for. And also, that tape deck that I want, it has to be in good shape. I don't want anything that I'm going to have to fix later on. Hey, thanks a lot, and good DXing to everybody.
Greetings, DX Audio Service members. This is Johnny Ott, WA8WFH in Minneapolis, Minnesota, at 6:50 on Friday night, June the 6th. And to let you know that there is probably an upcoming format change very shortly. I just heard on the news this afternoon that the parent company that owns Radio Oz, the Children's Broadcasting Corporation, is going to sell the flagship station, WWTC 1280, to Global Communications. So I presume that Radio Disney, to answer Tim's question there, that is competition. Disney's out of Dallas. I presume that Radio Oz is going to fade away into history. So that is an upcoming change. I don't know when that will take place, but it was announced this afternoon on All Things Considered on Minnesota Public Radio. Let you know how that turns out as we find out more information. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Mike Dugan calling from northwestern Wisconsin with a few things on Sunday, June the 8th. First of all, I'd like to answer TJ the DJ's questions about the Sony radio and why the FM dial goes below 87 channel 6. Most of the Sony radios, at least the ones I've seen like that, do that because I think they are trying to pattern their dials after the European FM band, which starts down there and ends around 104 somewhere. I thought I would mention that. And I would also like to commemorate and thank Mark Marino for a wonderful market scope about the 1160 story in Chicago. And finally, some changes in Minneapolis radio. Mostly there are FM happenings, but what's mainly important is KTCJ AM on 690 split from their FM counterpart, the City's 97. They did it on the first Monday in May. They're now playing classic country. They're calling themselves Classic Country 690. and hope that all of you have a nice summer and hope that the weather is nice wherever you are.
Hello, my name is Rhonda Nelson. I'm calling from Auburn, Washington. We've heard for some time now that KMPS 1300 in Seattle is being sold. Up till now, they've been simulcasting their FM station. Well, it appears the transition is happening fairly soon now. I'm calling Friday morning, June 13th. Perhaps I already said that. For the last several minutes, they've been rotating a couple of announcements with construction sound in the background, like hammering and sawing. And one of the announcements goes something like, KMPS AM 1300 Seattle is a radio station under construction. Soon, 1300 AM will no longer be a country music station. Turn your radio right now to 94.1 FM for hot new country. And the other announcement is very similar. So we should find out pretty soon what the new station will be. Thank you.
This is Mark Marino. Yeah, you know, I was wondering, I would like to see a list of, in the sports column, a list of the flagship stations carrying university football and basketball. And like the Saints, and then there was Syracuse, whatever. And I've been thinking about this for some time. If the people out there want to send, like, their station that they know about or the ones they know about on a list, and I'll look at them, give them to Ken or whatever, I think that would be kind of an interesting list and a little bit of a change for this year's, you know, fall sports column. You could send them to me if you know the stations in your area. You know, I know some of them, of course, not all. Send them to Mark Marino, 212 157th Street, Apartment 2, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. And I'll try to put it all together, and then maybe we can kind of put out a list of all the university football and basketball stations in the country. I think it would be neat. What does anybody else think? Bye for now.
Hello, this is Michael Friddle from Seattle, Washington. It's the 14th of June, Saturday afternoon. KOL in Seattle is back, apparently, at 1300. They didn't give any kind of four-call-letter name, so it seems like they've revived one of the old three-letter call-letters. And then, on top of that, it's now a religious station on AM. They've dropped the KMPS-FM format. And they're back to religious. I believe they're owned by Salem Media. That would make three Salem Media-owned stations in Seattle. They're religious and conservative talk, calling themselves The Right Stuff. I have to update what I said to you a few minutes ago. Having listened to the station ID, they're very clever people. It's KKOL in Seattle, Washington, at 1300 that replaced KMPS. Instead of just K-O-L, it's the way the emphasis on the first K is so subtle. It's a great John Bowker ID, and I'm going to send him one because he needs to hear that. So everyone have a good rest of the month, and we'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, audio service members. Marty Rimpaugh here on the 14th of June, Flag Day. KXBT has moved back to 1640, but they still sound as good as they did when they were on 1630. So I just found out that today, so KXBT is back at 1640.
Hello, Fred. Ken Onischuk here in Joliet, Illinois. I'm looking for someone to room with at the convention. I can stay at a motel nearby, the Motel 6. Their rate is about $20 a night cheaper than the other place, and it's only a couple miles down the road. And if anybody wants to contact me as to room with me, that would be fine. My number here is 1-815-774-0184, or they can send me by postcard to Ken Onischuk, O-N-Y-S-C-H-U-K, at 331 Pine Street, number 1, Joliet, Illinois, J-O-L-I-E-T, 60435.
Mike Lance in Miami Beach with a little bit of news for you. Famous disc jockey Don Wright died a few weeks ago. Don Wright worked at the old WFUN. He helped sign the station off the air, unfortunately, in 1976. Worked for WRMF for 17 years. Also, former gospel disc jockey, the Reverend Ira McCall, who worked at WMBM, died today, and he had a stroke. Also, in other news, we have many pirate stations down here on many different frequencies. Also, WRBD 1470 is no longer on the air. It's now WWNN. 980 is another radio station that plays foreign languages, WKHS. That's the latest news till now. Thank you so much for listening. Oh, one more thing. Hank Goldberg from WQAM was suspended for talking about Wayne Huizinga, who owns the Marlins and the Dolphins. That's the news. Thank you for listening.
Greetings, Audio Service members. This is John Sanders. I have a question. Why can a station have only three call letters? I'm not counting the W.
And we'll answer some of those questions on our next month's edition. To those of you that are wondering whether or not you should buy After Dark number 7, let me just fill you in on a few things. If you've ever wondered where your local television stations are going to go in the digital mode, we've got the complete list. We also have some interesting articles about the Super Radio. There's some history articles on After Dark number 7. If you're interested in purchasing After Dark number 7, it's a great deal. $9.50 to members in the United States of America. That's four cassettes in an attractive binder. It's available from the National Radio Club's Publication Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661 in the USA. That's it. We'll see you in 30 days with more kinds of DX stuff. Remember to get out there and support radio.